Well, it's that time of year when I get two of my favorite people in the studio to talk about the Fifth Third Bank Broadway in Cincinnati presented by TriHealth Season. Joining me is Genevieve Miller-Holt, who is the general manager of the Broadway in Cincinnati program. Welcome, Genevieve.
Thanks for having us.
And Elizabeth Truitt, director of public relations. Welcome, Elizabeth.
So good to be here.
All right. Now, this is, once again, a truly fantastic season. And let's just jump right in on it. And we're going to start off beginning September 27th, a true classic of the American musical theater, The Sound of Music.
Yes. So the Rodgers and Hammerstein Organization oversees the big full-scale productions of their shows, like The King and I that's on Broadway this year. And so they decided The Sound of Music obviously is an incredibly popular title, and it just had this NBC live thing that kind of brought it back into public consciousness. And they said, you know, I think it's time to put out a big, beautiful, full-scale tour of this show. So they brought in Jack O'Brien, who, you know, used to be the artistic director of the Old Globe. Tony Winner directed Hairspray, this great director, and he kind of started from scratch looking at the script, trying to find some new moments in it that we kind of have taken for granted knowing the movie so well. One of those things was not having a star as Maria. He wanted someone fresh and new. So when she comes out onto that mountaintop, it's new for her, it's new for us. And Elizabeth, you saw this production.
I did, and it is beautiful. I was a little skeptical going in, and I absolutely love The Sound of Music, but I wondered, you know, how are you going to make this fresh and new for new audiences or for those that already love it? And it is lavish. It is extravagant. The sets honestly took my breath away. The mountainside and the way they did the lattice work in the Abbey. So it was incredible. And it felt very fresh and new. And the cast was phenomenal. I mean, it really is a new Sound of Music with the same story that you know and that you love, but incredibly well put together.
And then we move into November. We'll wait through the election cycle and bring in on November 15th, The Phantom of the Opera.
This is our reward for making it through the election. So Phantom of the Opera, we brought it 2 years ago in this new production, and it sold out so fast that we wanted to bring it back kind of as soon as we were able. So we're bringing it back this year for 2 weeks, and it is this new production that we did see here 2 years ago that when you close your eyes, you're basically hearing the Phantom you've known for several decades. But when you open your eyes, it looks new on stage. They are staging it differently. There is some really cool new stagecraft that tells the story, I think, in a more clear way, you know, and it breathes new life into a show people know pretty well. And there's still the chandelier and all the spectacle. But it's just gorgeous. It's a great production.
That brings us to January 3rd, and a show I'm very much looking forward to, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder.
This show is delightful. I love this show. It won the Tony Award for Best Musical in 2014, and it is just hilarious. So it's set in Edwardian England, 1907 or so, and this average Joe named Monty Navarro has discovered that he is actually eighth in line to an immense family fortune. And so he has some constraints in his life, and he needs some money. So he sets about knocking off every one of those eight relatives that stands in his way. The story is kind of made even more ridiculous because each of those eight relatives, whether they're young or old, male or female, is played by one actor. And so it just gets kind of more and more batty as it goes on. But it's also a beautiful period piece. So beautiful costumes and these soaring voices and this ridiculous madcap tale of this guy who's knocking off all his relatives, and you find yourself rooting for him. So it's really fun comedy, and it's something new, and it's great.
And the eight characters played by one person has become such a phenomenon associated with the show that there's videos of the costume changes. In fact, they did it at the Tony Awards. He was presenting an award, and they had all of his costume changes going on.
It is impressive. The way that one actor can pull off all of these different characters and go through every scene, they become more and more outlandish as the show goes on. Death throughout the show is so impressive.
Now, also in January, beginning on January 17th, is The Little Mermaid.
Yes. So this is a production. It was on Broadway several years ago, and Disney wasn't putting a tour out, and then a number of theaters on the road said, we want to do this, and worked with Disney to get this tour out because they knew people wanted to see it. So the Fifth Avenue in Seattle, Theater Under the Stars in Houston, and our company Broadway Across America worked together to get this production out on the road. And so it is all the songs and the story from the animated film from Disney, And then Alan Menken, who wrote so many Disney classics and so many wonderful shows, well, he wrote additional songs to go into the story, which I love. Some of those can just get stuck in my head. They're so great. It's perfect family theater. It's a perfect way to introduce people, you know, young kids into the theater, and it's going to be great.
Now, another recent Broadway phenomenon that is coming is February 21st through March 5th, Something Rotten.
I love this show.
We love this show.
This is one of those shows that I, when it finished, I could have sat down and watched the whole thing again just to catch more of the humor because it's lightning quick. So this show is set in Elizabethan England. There are these two brothers who are playwrights and they are competitors with Shakespeare. And they keep trying to write hits and Shakespeare seems to always get a leg up on them. And he comes up with the idea before they do. And, you know, they're so frustrated. And so they go to a local soothsayer, and they say to him, can you please tell us what the next big thing is going to be in theater? And he's not the greatest soothsayer. He's of middling talent. And so he says, well, the next big thing is going to be a musical. This is where they act and sing and dance at the same time. And they say, okay, we'll try that. And what's Shakespeare's biggest hit going to be? And he says, it's not very clear, but I think it's something like Omelette. And they say, okay, Omelette the musical. And they set about to write this musical. It's just hilarious. And so it's kind of anyone that loves Shakespeare will get a huge kick out of it. But anyone that loves musical theater will get a huge kick out of it, much in the sense of humor of Spamalot. It is just layered and layered with so many jokes. It's just hilarious. I love it.
It's super talented cast. I mean, everybody across the board is really amazing in this one.
Now, that brings us into March and a big Cincinnati favorite. It's only here for a few days, and that is Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia will be back. It is the farewell tour, so they're out kind of on their last leg of this tour. And we wanted to bring it back one more time. People love this title. And, you know, it's the story where they have taken all this ABBA music and laid a story into it. One of the original shows to do that. And it works really, really well. Tells the story of a mother and a daughter and her three possible dads, and they live on this Greek island. It's beautiful. And so that is just so fun. And you always end up dancing in the aisles at the end.
Now, something a little different. It was a little different when it played on Broadway, and that is The Illusionists, live from Broadway, beginning March 21st.
Right. So when you think of magic and people that are trained in magic, they're trained in different specialties. It might be sleight of hand or manipulating objects, or it could be huge tech-infused illusions, or it could be escaping water torture cells. You know, there are all these kind of specialties within the magic profession. And so this show takes six or seven of those different kind of talents and puts them all on one stage in one show. So you get a taste of several different kinds of magic, which is really, really fun. So these guys are immensely talented, and it is really high tech. It is beautiful. I mean, it's really, really nicely done. It's a little bit dark, but great for the family. I loved it.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of fun. I think it's a great show for people who love magic and also those who haven't necessarily seen a show at the Aronoff before to kind of do something new and different. And I think we'll have a great audience for that one.
Okay, now we're going into April, and we have another recent Broadway hit, and that is Matilda the Musical.
Yes, Matilda is based on the Roald Dahl novel. It's kind of a young adult or children's novel, but one that adults read too. And that's exactly what the show is like. It is, you know, certainly kids can go see this, but people tend to think that title is a kid's show, and it's not. First of all, it's dark comedy, but it's also layered in so many ways and really, really popular on Broadway and in the West End when it played London with adult audiences. So it's a great show. It's about a little girl who has immense talents, and she's very precocious, and she reads, and she's born into a family that appreciates none of that and goes to a school where the cruel headmistress appreciates none of that. And it's about how she finds her allies and how she uses her imagination and her talents to kind of find the good in the world and fight back. Very, very cute show.
And finally, the season concludes in May, beginning May 2nd, with Beautiful, the Carole King musical.
And I love Carole King's music, so this is one of my favorite shows ever. Much like Jersey Boys, it tells the story much in that same way, in that it's telling the true story of her kind of rise to fame. But most people don't know that when she was a teenager in high school, she was commuting into Times Square to Tin Pan Alley and writing pop hits. At like 16, 17 years old, she was writing some of the chart toppers of the era. And then she married her songwriting partner, Jerry Goffin. And then they developed a friendship with this other couple their age, Barry Mann, Cynthia Weil. And they were writing these hits, and the four of them were contributing so much to the catalog of what we know as popular music. So it tells that story of their dynamic. They were so competitive, these two teams, that they went on vacation together once just to make sure the other team wasn't writing a hit while they were away. And then it kind of tells Carole's story throughout this, and then as she evolves into the singer and songwriter that she's best known as today. And it's beautiful because Carole King fans know that she has such a sense of kindness, forgiveness, and love in her songs. And that spirit of hers is really, you know, embodied in this show. It's just wonderful. And the actress, every actress they've had to play that role has been out of this world. So good. So if you like Carole King's music at all, it's a winner.
Wow, something for everyone again this season. You guys have done a great job bringing in shows that a lot of people have been looking forward to, whether it's an old chestnut they've seen before or something they're just chomping at the bit to see from the recent Broadway seasons. I'd like to thank this evening's guests, Genevieve Miller-Holt and Elizabeth Truitt. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
For more information on the Broadway in Cincinnati 2016-17 season, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.